Riddle me this, riddle me that. Who's afraid of the big black bat?
In an uncertain world, in a chaotic time, justice wears a mask.
Your entrance was good. His was better.
Love is a game.
What is it about the wrong kind of man?
It's the car, right? Chicks love the car.
Power is a machine.
Now you've devised a way to read men's minds.
By the way, I've seen your mind, freak.
And revenge is a trap.
You're a genius.
Riddler and Two-Face can make a pretty lethal combination.
Ow! Train me, let me be your partner.
Who's your tailor?
But first, let's meet our contestants.
It is Val Kilmer.
This is the worst. I just told you, this trailer is worse than the movie. I'm sorry. This trailer. How could you watch this trailer and go like, damn, another Batman film. I'm excited for it, you know. This trailer is horrible. Truth always. That didn't make any goddamn sense. What? Oh my god. Oh, fuck this movie.
Hey, this movie is a lot better than Batman and Robin.
I think this is worse than Batman and Robin.
Seriously?
Yeah, I think this is worse than Batman and Robin.
Wow, that one sucks.
This one, I think Batman Forever is the worst Batman live adaptation ever made.
Wow.
And I say that is because, what did you expect from Batman and Robin when the director came out and said, I wanted to make a cartoon?
Yeah,
He accomplished that. That is a cartoon.
Oh, yeah, Riddler's a cartoon.
Okay, see, Batman Forever, he ain't never said no show, but Batman and Robin, he said, I wanted to make a cartoon film forever. He accomplished that. His goal was, it may not have been Batman, but he said a cartoon film. He accomplished his goal in doing that or whatever. His goal was accomplished, and I've never seen a bigger live adaptation of a cartoon than Batman and Robin. Batman Forever is worse. Batman Forever is a piece of shit.
So that was his goal, to make it a piece of shit?
He didn't think it was a piece of shit. He probably thought it was, he thought he was making what he made, a cartoon, and I'll give him credit. He accomplished that, because I've never seen no cartoon like that.
Well, I mean, I'm okay with Batman Forever. I mean, in my opinion, it's a lot better than Batman and Robin. But this one, you can tell it's a lot different than Tim Burton's.
It's a lot different from every fucking body, whatever. Actually, I thought all the Batman movies are horrible, though. So, that's just me.
Well, not Nolan, right?
I just don't. Batman Begins and Dark Knight is fine. I'm not too crazy about them, but like everybody else is. But
I love Dark Knight. Rises is...
I don't really care for the live action Batman. He's not my style. I'm more of an animated one. So I think the live action Batman, we still haven't really got that right.
Why do you think that?
I've already explained that reason why. Dark Knight got problems. I'm sorry. And that Batman ending is boring. I'm sorry. Batman Begins is the best Batman film because it actually does involve Batman or whatever, but even that one has problems.
Well, yeah.
I don't think a live-action film has ever lived up to any of the animation, whatever, especially the animated series itself. That Batman is just perfect.
Because he's a dick, right?
Shit, in the Nolan ones, he's kind of a fucking dick,
whatever. Yes, he is. Batman Forever.
Yeah, not, Yeah, so I'm not too crazy about Dark Knight personally. I think it's a fine film, but as far as a Batman film goes, it's all right. I think everyone just loses their shit over Heath Ledger and the Joker. I'm just like, yeah, I've seen better.
Well, Nolan's universe is like more realistic. You won't have like if you. God, I don't know why Gotham. Why they had Gotham? All these huge statues in town.
It's a fictional city. Why not? Why not? Make some shit, I guess.
Did you catch the little Superman hint in this movie?
Obviously, yeah. Well, I was gonna say, in the animated series, Gotham. Apparently, to me, that was the best Gotham ever. Whoever this is, I actually felt like that city was more alive than I ever thought in the Nolan films, especially the Gotham. The city itself was just nothing. It was nothing at all. Actually, I see the Schumacher ones as fucking retro techno towns. Tim Burton's world is that might as well goddamn be Frankenweenie for all I'm concerned.
I agree.
I don't think we've seen a Gotham yet, a live action that's just really. Hopefully, Zack Snyder will create that with Batman v Superman. But
we know
I don't think a live action film has captured Gotham and its glory. Shit, even the TV show don't even fucking capture Gotham. That's what it's supposed to be.
Don't they say that's the closest thing to the comic?
Hell no! Hell no! That's nowhere near the comic. That movie that show is an adaptation of his own goddamn self. That show don't follow any character background or anything. Everything is new. If you go into that show thinking you know people or whatever stuff like that, you can throw that shit out the window. You can throw that shit right out the window. And no, nobody's the same in there.
Damn.
Well, people, welcome to Throwback Tuesday, episode 75. I'm the phenomenal one, of course.
This is Z, of course.
Yes, and we're here to talk about one of the worst Batman adaptations you could ever fucking see. For me, this didn't help, actually, because before that, Batman Returns, and the real Batman was pieces of shit, too, so...
Oh, I hate Batman Returns. I hate that movie.
Yeah, I've hated that movie since when I was growing up, and I remember going, I'm like, I don't know why people like this so much.
Oh, even as a kid, you thought that, too?
I thought that as a kid, too. I thought it was a horrible Batman movie.
Wow. The only
thing I got out of that movie was I played the video game on Super Nintendo. That's it. I owned every Batman game there was or whatever. And that was the only thing I got out of that is because I just liked those side-scroller games growing up, throwing shit and stuff like that. Other than that, I thought that movie was horrible.
Well, I would say, I'm okay with the first Batman.
Yeah.
Like, I'm okay with it. Michael Keaton, you know, he's pretty cool. I like him.
Yeah, but, I'm okay with it, too. I just don't care.
But I think this is your whole, like, Batman as the franchise. They can throw anyone under suit, but you can see, obviously, that Val Kilmer and George Clooney didn't really work.
No. And it's a shame because I think, actually, nowadays, I think George Clooney would make a badass Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, but not just with the cape and cowl, but...
Nah, he might be fine with the cape and cowl. He didn't really have much screen time under the cape and cowl.
He didn't. For a two-hour movie? No, he didn't.
Yeah, going back to Batman and Robin, he actually was more Bruce Wayne than he was in Batman Forever. I mean, Batman and Robin, but the problem with that movie was already shit, so, I mean, plus when you got a director telling you you're acting too serious, act more foolish or whatever, I mean, what do you expect?
And Val,
you got a director telling you that, I mean, come on.
And Val Kilmer was terrible.
Val Kilmer was fucking horrible. He might be the worst Batman ever, to be honest.
He was not like the Bruce Wayne we know. He was like he seemed like to play off the smart Bruce Wayne.
He sounded like emo Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, that's a good point, yeah.
Playing with fucking dolls and having therapy sessions and shit. It's just like, goddamn Bruce, you're a grown ass man. You remember what they tried to set up in this movie is just like, oh, I need this therapist to talk about, you know, all the pain I stuff for. That's why he became Batman, is to deal with that pain. I think you're a fuck about no therapy set. Fuck this movie, man.
And oh my god, how many times can he fucking relive the fucking past of his parents dying? Get over it, fool.
I think the movie is worse than Batman and Robin is because this one tries to be all serious and shit, and then next, you know, it covers shit that it takes away the mythology of Batman or whatever. And this one, I mean, Batman and Robin, they ain't shit about Bruce Wayne or Batman you know about that. They just literally jump you into that film and just go about it. and you barely see what's his name under that cape and cowl. You probably see him a total of 3 times under there. And then George Clooney himself is just like, he can do better if he had a better director telling him to do better. But you know,
we've seen him do better.
I personally, yeah, he will never go back to doing that. But if they were to say, "Oh, George Clooney is Bruce Wayne," I would not have a problem with that.
Yeah, but I don't know. Okay, I don't understand the casting choice of Val Kilmer. I really don't. He wasn't even a hot commodity at the time.
Hey, Chris O'Donnell is the only one I could ever say I'm the only Robin you'll ever be.
I don't know.
You can say, how many superheroes has there been, or whatever, as far as Batman, Superman, Spider-Man, hell, even Captain America, or whatever. But how many Robins can claim that they were Robin?
Your boy.
Only Chris O'Donnell.
On screen, but in relativity, if you think about it, JGG was, too.
He wasn't fucking Robin. He wasn't shit.
They hinted at it, which is bullshit.
Yeah, don't even bring that up. That wasn't Robin. Okay, that wasn't fucking Robin. It wasn't even Dick Grayson, so how the fuck was he? It's not Robin. The only Dick Grayson you have on screen is Chris O'Donnell, and he's proud of that. Well, I've heard become a, become a better actor, actually.
Yeah, it's true.
I haven't watched any of his TV shows. I know he's doing that. Doesn't he do it with LL Cool J?
That's a good show.
CSI?
That's a good show.
Yeah, I heard of the show. So,
yeah, I like that. I mean, Val Kilmer, he just got fat after this.
Donald kind of carries it, too.
Yeah, he does. He does. It's funny that
obviously.
Val Kilmer got really fat after this movie.
Oh, so he does carry it, huh?
Yes. Yeah.
Because it ruined his career. That's
How can you imagine that? A superhero.
Oh, and I go, man. The cult kid. What was that?
Well, what did you say? You're breaking up a bit.
No, you were breaking up.
Oh. What you said? Well, I was going to say, like, how hard is it to believe that being a big action superhero ruined a career?
Back in the days, at that time, superhero films wasn't as big as they were. I mean, I think, if I'm not mistaken, the Batman films were all we had in the, growing up in the 90s as far as, like, you know, comic characters that we know and love.
Yeah,
you got Batman Returns forever and Batman and Robin, and I don't recall too many other superhero movies coming out other than Steel.
Tank Girl.
Who?
Tank Girl. That's a comic, isn't it?
That's not popular. You can't have your Spider-Mans, your Supermans, your Iron Man, and all that stuff that you got today or whatever. So, you know, Batman was owning the 90s with these pieces of shit films.
Because there's nothing to compare against.
I mean, unless you take your kid to see Blank Man, I guess, you know.
This is the only podcast show that I'll ever bring up Blank Man.
That had a comic book, didn't it, Z? I could have sworn it did.
I thought it was.
Oh, you know, let me go ahead and let me get into some what was it? I guess we should get into synopsis and shit like that, whatever. But let me get into some polling choices here, man. You know, we obviously, you picked Batman and Robin, I picked Batman Returns. And we also had other, but Batman and Robin and Batman Returns got tied with 10. We had a total of 43 votes. Thank everyone that voted. Total of 43 votes, 23 other one. And let me just go ahead and read off the choices here.
Because they're interesting.
We got one vote for Doom. I don't even know how that fits.
Wait. Could that be the Batman Doom? Justice League Doom?
No, that's the other movie Doom.
Oh, the Rock movie Doom.
Yeah, the Doom.
Okay.
You got Superman Returns with one vote. You got, which would have been, a funny review, because I actually just recently watched that movie and was just like, wow, this is really boring. You got Man of Steel with 2 votes, which have been fucking hilarious, actually. Steel got 1 vote. Speaking of Devil.
Was that Shaq?
Yes, that's Shaq himself that voted for that. He said, I need some more work other than my Gold Bond commercials. You got the original Batman that had 2 votes. Batman Begins had 1 vote. Dark Knight Rises had 4 votes, and Batman Forever had 11 votes. Apparently, a lot of people prefer Batman Forever over everything.
People don't understand Throwback Tuesday.
I think they just said, fuck it. And if it wins, I'm going to go with it.
I would've Man of Steel would've been fun.
Man of Steel would've been some funny shit. I probably would've been the rule for that one. Actually, if that was one, I'd have been the rule for that one. Who wouldn't have went back to talk shit about Man of Steel again?
True.
I think I'm gonna throw a suggestion on why Batman Forever won, as is because I think Batman and Robin is a beaten horse over the head. I think people have talked shit about that for years now, and I don't think nobody really cares no more.
Yeah, I mean,
people tend to forget about Batman Forever.
I would say Batman Forever is the forgotten one.
Out of all the Batman films,
yeah,
I would agree with that one.
Which it's at the time it had an all-star cast.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and say this. Nicole Kidman, she is up there as far as one of the worst actresses in the Batman franchise I've seen, next to that Catwoman they had in Batman Returns.
She had no emotion.
She was fucking horrible. I mean, I'm talking fucking god awful.
And like, we know she can act, though.
Oh, yeah. She recently just had a movie that came out, a limited release film that I saw. I forgot the name of that shit. And she was
Is that If I Wake or If I Sleep or whatever it's called? When I wake up or whatever.
Yeah, some shit like that. It was sometimes she was actually good in the film or whatever. And, you know, obviously we know she's a good actress, and at the time she was hot in this one.
Mm-hmm.
But you told me she had a dialect coach.
I saw that in the credits.
And I'm wondering if it's been the same dialect coach that they've had for all these Batman films, because I don't know if you noticed about Batman Returns Forever and Batman and Robin, all the women in there talk the same. They all talk like they're that 50 Styles actress. They always go like, oh, they sound like, I'm ready for my close-up. They talk like that, and it's just like, why do they all talk like this?
That's a good point. That's an amazing point right there.
Yeah, I've noticed that about Batman Returns with Catwoman. She talks like that. Nicole Kidman and Batman Forever talks like that. And Poison Ivy and Batman and Robin talk like that.
And you know what?
That.
Throw in Kim Basinger from Batman, too. She did the same thing. Throwing Vicky Vale.
Same thing as well. That one probably can give a little bit more of a pass to, since that one was like later in that time frame or whatever. And you're like, okay, I guess that's fine, because, you know, in that time period, a lot of the actresses were and shit. But Batman Returns came out in the 90s, and after that, whatever, there's no reason for all of these women to be talking like this now. So I'm wondering if they had the same dialect coach from each fucking film, because I know goddamn well that was no coincidence that they all sounded that way.
Yeah. You know what I don't get? You do not know what time frame this one is actually filmed in.
Shit, I'm about to say for both Batman Forever and Robin, I think it's set in 2040 or some shit like that.
You don't know. Gotham is so...
Alive.
Yeah.
I will say this right now. I just talked shit about Gotham and all this, but I would say this is the most entertaining looking Batman out of every film ever, okay? There is a lot of shit going on in the background of these cities, man. Especially with the colors and the, like you said earlier, the giant statues and shit. I mean, half the budget alone had to have gone to set pieces of this film, because Jesus, Joel Schumacher went way over the top with Gotham in this sequel and film he did for these movies.
I think he was on acid.
He had to have been, because the city itself, even, like, because you usually see, like, sky view shots of it. You usually see, like, the top of the buildings or whatever. Even when you're on the ground level, though, it's just, like, neon color lights and shit like that. I mean, this is, Gotham City in this town looks like the best place to go, because it looks like the ultimate rave is about to happen.
It does. Those, that gang.
Yeah. They look like Terry Crews from White Chicks and shit, with them glow sticks in his hand and shit.
Oh. Yeah. Batman Forever, directed by Joel Schumacher, starring Val Kilmer, Tommy Lee Jones, Jim Carrey, Nicole Kidman, Chris O'Donnell. Budget $100 million, box office $336 million, and
that's a damn shame.
Pretty much the plot is Wayne is still fighting his demons of his parents dying. Meets this doctor.
Bruce Wayne looked like he in his fucking 40s in this movie. Why the hell is he still having that problem?
There's people that 10 years later, they're fine after their parents get killed.
Oh my god. Of course they still think about it, but not the way Bruce was in this fucking movie.
No. It's not... He was a kid. What are you going to do as a kid?
No, and then the whole introducing the Nicole Kidman part. I'm sorry. Go ahead and finish your synopsis.
And
I'm getting upset.
Gotham gets terrorized by two-faced Harvey Dent and the new villain Riddler, and Batman partners up with Robin to stop him. That's the plot.
There's another reason why I hated this one more than Return. As much as I hate Poison Ivy and Mr. Freeze, I gotta say, I fucking hated Tommy Lee Jones and Jim Carrey.
Jim?
The characters.
Well, we know that this just came out like a couple weeks ago that this movie actually got mentioned, but Carrey said that Tommy Lee Jones said he hates him, like on set.
You know what? I'm not shocked by that, because you can tell watching this movie that Tommy Lee Jones is trying to out-act and perform Jim Carrey.
Tommy Lee Jones, well, obviously watching this movie, you can see Carrey, this is Jim Carrey back in the 90s. He was a fucking goof. He wasn't like now. Yeah.
Well, he still is. I mean, he still is, actually.
Well, we've seen him do good work, though.
Yeah, about 2 or 3 movies, yeah.
Yeah. It's rare. It's rare.
You know, after Dumb and Dumber 2, no, fuck that. He don't get no pass no more. Fuck that guy.
But we know Tommy Lee Jones can do good shit, too. And he looked like he embraced the cartoon feel to the movie.
I'm just telling you, he was trying to out-act. I mean, they've even done interviews or whatever. He tried to out-act Jim Carrey's performance and shit like that, because the Riddler's character, not the Riddler, the Two-Face character, nothing like this at all. And you can tell whenever those two were on screen together, you can just fucking tell that they were trying to outdo each other. And the fact that Jim Carrey recently said Tommy Jones hated him on set...
Yeah,
I can see that now from watching this film. It just further proves that point that, yeah, they were out trying to perform each other on what that was.
Yeah, but I am a big fan of Tommy Lee Jones. I really am. But his casting, I mean, how old is Harvey Dent supposed to be, like in his 50s?
I haven't been a fan of him in a while, but...
I mean, I don't understand...
supposed to be the same age as Bruce.
Well, did it... come off like this.
Hey, you know, the funny thing is that Tommy Lee Jones' character in this film kept referring to Bruce and Bruce as if he knew him, like they grew up. And I'm just like, wrong age difference here, bro. Wrong age difference. But then again, Val Kilmer don't look that really that young in this film either after rewatching this.
Here's a little fun fact. In the original Batman movie, Harvey Dent was black. In Tim Burton's
original film or the original
original film Harvey Dent, it was played by Billy Dee Williams.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, that's just a little
talking about for this.
No, that's just a little fun fact that people probably don't catch.
Oh yeah. Marlon Wayne is supposed to be Robin. That's why.
Really?
Yeah, he was originally supposed to be played as Robin, not Chris O'Donnell, so...
That would have pissed off a lot of people.
I don't know what Joel Schumacher's obsession with black people is, but,
Jim Carrey was just a flavor at the time. That's the only reason why he gets casted.
Was Tommy Lee Jones hot at this time, too? This was a 95. Tommy Lee Jones never really fell off as far as, like, as a name.
No, he's in a lot. He's, like, the white version of Samuel Jackson.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you get him, everybody fucking knows his name. I mean, man, Black came out in 95.
What then? What movie?
Or was that 97?
What movie was that?
Men in Black. Men in Black.
96, I think.
Men in Black?
I think it was 96.
Oh, okay. He was pretty hot.
Yeah, it's Tommy Lee Jones. I mean, he can play pretty much any... Obviously, he can play a cartoon character like this, but...
And I think his problem, first of all, he's just too goddamn old for this role.
Yeah, I agree.
Even in the mid-90s, he was still too goddamn old for this role.
I would... But I mean, we both agree Eckhart was the shit as Two-Face.
Oh, yeah, Eckhart is the best Two-Face. I think his performance, as far as any Two-Face I've ever seen, I think his was definitely one of the best Two-Faces I've ever seen. It's a shame that he got overlooked, but.
But this is a little funny. Remember they showed the courthouse scene where how what Two-Face became? And
Oh, Jesus Christ.
was Batman just sitting in the front row in a suit?
Yeah, he was just sitting there. He was.
Yeah, we can start with Riddler.
Riddler is a fucking joke. He's a goddamn buffoon. It's a damn shame that every live action adaptation I've seen of a Batman adaptation, they've always put this fucking Riddler in here now because of Jim Carrey's character. Even in the new TV show with Gotham, whatever, they got Edward Nygma in there as the Riddler, and he's a fucking cartoon character.
I mean,
It's a damn shame that Jim Carrey's Riddler set the tone for what.
I don't know why. I mean, he's not, it's not like it's a complex character to do. You know what I mean? I just don't understand why it's so hard to actually get a fun. I mean, Carrey was over the top, Riddler. I mean, is he supposed to, I mean, if you remember from the TV shows, he was over the top as well, but that whole TV show is over the top, but this one was just too like kid friendly.
Thing about being cartoon friendly, though, is that this movie was a cartoon. So, I mean, shit. I thought Jim Carrey's. I ain't gonna let that had to be the gayest Riddler I've ever fucking seen before. I mean, this dude was wearing sequences and shit with question marks, with sparkles and glitter and shit. I was just like, I don't know what the hell he's supposed to be.
I mean,
I really don't.
did he really look? He didn't even look threatening.
No. He looked like he was getting ready for a Cirque du Soleil.
I mean, why is it so hard to make a good Riddler? I mean, yeah, we've only seen one, but obviously it was horrible.
Well, you've only seen one. I've seen multiple forms or whatever,
Yeah, that's
animated
true.
wise or whatever, and they've been fine. This is the only fucking bad. Well, that and Edward Nygma, obviously, the Riddler they have in Gotham right now, he's fucking horrible. Shit, even the game version get him better than this shit. I don't know what Joel Schumacher was thinking of when he created. This is all the making of Joel Schumacher and only Joel Schumacher himself. I don't really necessarily blame any of the actors.
It's always going to be on the director.
Well, man, especially for this one, though. I mean, shit. You can definitely tell. Even with Batman and Robin and Batman and Forever, I mean, you got a director giving you directions on how to portray your performers. Then, obviously, more than likely, it's going to be the director for this one, because there's no coincidence that Nicole Kidman was sounding like every goddamn other female in these fucking Batman films. There's no reason why Val Kilmer was so fucking hollow. Just as much, almost as George Clooney was fucking hollow and the sequel to this, Jim Carrey and obviously Tommy Lee Jones acting like goddamn buffoons. Jim Carrey, that was his thing, and obviously, that's why he got the role. It's like, hey, look, portray that. I don't know what the fuck Joel Schumacher was thinking when he said, yeah, Riddler, Jim Carrey, huh, perfect. But personally, I think Jim Carrey in the Nolan universe would have done a good job.
Like not Jim Carrey now, like as an over the top comedy character.
No, not at all. I think there's a lot of the casting choices in both Joel Schumacher's movies that I could see that probably would have worked just as fine. Such as Uma Thurman as Poison Ivy. I didn't see a problem with that until she started opening up her fucking mouth, and then it was like, oh, Jesus Christ. Or George Clooney as Bruce Wayne. I could see that. Even in this film, what's her name? Jim Carrey as Riddler. Didn't see a problem with that. We gotta talk about. Go ahead and get down. Next character here is Two-Face. Easily one of the worst Two-Faces ever witnessed. I think he's one of the worst villains ever in this Batman live action film.
I mean his coin, his, I think they went too far on that. They did it a lot. They showed it a lot.
They went way over the top with that fucking coin in this film. I mean, especially when they invade Bruce's house. He's just sitting there flipping it as like they got this cartoonish ass music in the background. The score is fucking. I ain't gonna lie, the soundtrack is actually pretty good. I
It
ain't gonna
is. The
lie. The
soundtrack is really good.
soundtrack is really good, actually. Even the main theme song of it. The score itself is fucking horrible, but the music they had playing in this scene in the background, while meanwhile Bruce Wayne is fighting off people and shit like that. You see Two-Face sitting there. Flipping his coin, laughing and giggling hard or whatever and shit. And then Jim Carrey's downstairs with some Riddler bombs or whatever the fuck them things were supposed to be. And meanwhile, he's thrusting his hips, blowing up shit. That shit looked ridiculous. I was like, this has got to be the worst scene I've ever fucking seen
It
in a
is.
Batman film. I was shaking my head. I was like, this is a horrible. I guess you want to call this like. Montage, multiple cut scenes or whatever and shit, because it kept going between Bruce, Riddler, and Two-Face, and it just looked bad from all three parts. I was just sitting there like, and then when he got shot, I was like, okay, so is he dead now? What? Why
Yeah.
did you graze him like that? That was the worst shot I have ever seen. You literally shoot a man in his head, and all it did was give you a fucking paper cut.
Yeah, I know. I saw that. I noticed that too. And then he just slid down the stairs like he was on a slide. I'm like, one, that would never happen. One thing I do have a problem, like they pretty much start the movie as Two-Face. As this like this number one villain, and all of a sudden he's shoved to the side for Riddler.
He became the second pet to Riddler, and then they made Two-Face seem like a dumbass in this film with Riddler with the GM just like, yeah, that's not Two-Face at all, actually.
No,
I don't.
Two-Face is a genius, right?
Yeah, exactly. And there's a history between him and Bruce there that, I mean, there's a history of Two-Face period of him feeling like he is a monster. Even remember they did a series in the comic books where even his face got fixed. And he still thought he was that, he still looked awful looking, or whatever. I mean,
And the suit, his outfit.
what the hell was that?
It's like he had two personalities.
That's exactly what Joe Schumacher said. Well, he has two personalities, and we're gonna give him those two personalities here.
I mean,
I'm not too
everything.
crazy about the one in Dark Knight neither, but even that one, I gotta say, at least that one was a little bit toned down compared to this shit. I don't know what that was.
He wasn't wearing two suits, and he didn't have like his sugar and spice girls.
Oh my god, that was even more. Let's get into the costumes. Robin's costume looked fucking awful. I didn't think it'd get no worse from the green and red from the animated shit and stuff like that, or the old series. I think Batman Forever found a way to making that shit look worse.
This is the first one with bat nipples.
That is incorrect. The bat nipples and bat ass was shown in this.
What
Yes,
is
correct.
the point of doing that? Why he did that three times?
I guess eye candy for the women, because you're right. He does. Not only does he does that point three times, but he lingers the camera on that for a while. It's just like, okay, I see nipples. All right. Why are you making the camera last that long in this?
And I don't understand why. And plus, I don't know if you caught it, but their little that very first thing with Batman, where he says, "I'll get drive through," that was from a commercial.
Yeah, it was from the commercial. Yeah, it was from the commercial.
I'm like,
Oh my
that's
god.
a massive sellout right there.
Actually, man, I don't remember if you remember, but you remember the Burger King commercials for this?
Yeah, it was Burger King. I couldn't think who it was, but
Yeah,
yeah.
Burger King, because they were selling those commemorative glasses. Remember the Riddler, the Bat sign, and the Robin sign, and all
Yes, I
that?
remember that now, yeah.
Because I collected all of I remember like the marketing on this film was heavy on the ad promotions. I mean, this movie, if I'm not mistaken. Man, this movie could have been made off of ad promotions itself, as much marketing as this movie. These both of the movies, Batman Forever and Batman and Robin, had some of the most heaviest marketing I've ever seen for a superhero film. going into it. These movies had commercials like crazy that were just promoting the fuck out of these movies. And if they would have made money off of those marketing gimmicks, where they probably could have made the movie based off of those, because I remember those glasses were fucking hot at the time.
Yeah, I remember that now. Yeah, I mean, Burger King's, you know, tried to get I remember they tried to get everything at the time. Mm-hmm. McDonald's doesn't really do that.
It was their way of competing with McDonald's, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I mean, nowadays they don't. Nowadays it's very rare for them to do something like that. I mean,
yeah,
it's got to be
a. They do it all anymore, right?
I think it's got to be like a Well, I don't think they do it at all, because you would have think someone would have got Avengers.
Yeah, they don't do it at all. The only thing they do is like McDonald's have the toys still for, like, you know, if like a Smurfs movie come out, they will have like big ass Smurf dolls or something like that.
Yeah,
you know?
They done that with Transformers. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, they'll have, like, the tiniest little action figures or whatever. And I think when Burger King was doing it, because if I'm not mistaken, Burger King was, like, the main one, or the exclusive one that was doing, like, the glasses and the mugs. I mean, that was their thing or whatever, because McDonald's obviously was having the toys. And real shit, I've heard parents say their kids want Happy Meals from McDonald's just so they could get the toy out. I'm just like,
yeah.
Is that really that toy that big of a deal back then?
Yeah, it's cheaper than getting going to Toys R Us.
Yeah, I guess so, because if I'm not mistaken, a Happy Meal back in the day when we were growing up was about like $2.99 or some shit.
Correct,
like that.
Correct.
So
now it's like $4.99.
I mean, they weren't even concerned with eating the food; it was just they had to get that toy. So Burger King's way of competing with that, I guess, was to introduce something for the adults, which selling these memorable glasses of, you know, obviously characters we all like, and obviously it worked because I collected all four of them. So shit.
And if you notice this, because we've discussed this on a previous episode, Taco Bell, the Demolition Man.
Yeah, yeah.
McDonald's does their toys with, you know, certain characters. Wendy's doesn't do shit.
Wendy's don't have to do shit. They sell on product. I don't really eat fast food, but Wendy's is one I do. Probably every once in a while. It's a wild ownership like that. Wendy's has some of the best fucking fast food I've ever seen. When Cody, me, and him came back from San Diego after drinking and shit, we went to a Wendy's. That was the last time I've been. That was a while. Actually, that was a couple of months ago.
Yeah, it was June or July.
Yeah. No, not even before that. It was before that one. Yeah, I'm not talking about that one. It was when we just went down there for the fuck of it. That was even before that one. We got some Wendy's on our way back. Man, that honey bread, man, was fucking delicious, dude. Honey, that shit was delicious, man. I was like, that was some good shit, man. But you're right. Wendy sold its property by selling Frosties and shit like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Something other places didn't have. Each one had their own thing going.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, Taco Bell had stuff for Batman Forever as well, too.
Really?
I can't remember, but if I'm not mistaken, they had their own thing going as well back then. I don't know if you remember, but Taco Bell, at least in California back in the day, that place used to be big.
They're a nice after drinking place.
Yeah, I don't. I know as the years passed by, Taco Bell in California got kind of played out. I know it moved out, moved up back in, you know, like your area and the Texas area and all that stuff. But over here, it kind of got went downhill.
Yeah. So I think you kind of hit the nail on the head that fast food chains don't really. They're like, you know what? We don't need to shell out money.
Which is, well, I wonder why not? Because those things, I think they would sell personally.
Oh, imagine fucking Avengers with the especially the comic book surge now.
Yeah, I would go get them. Yeah, I would definitely get them. You give me a. If I'm not mistaken, I might still have those Batman Forever mugs at my mom's house in a box somewhere. So, fuck yeah, I'd probably get them.
Yeah, I mean, imagine all the glasses from every Avenger.
And I can tell you this right now, especially when, as much as I go out late drinking, and you know, the only thing that's open is either one of those taco places or a burger stand at late at night. Where, you know, I get hungry and. I admire people that don't cook while drinking, because you never know, you can set some shit on fire. So I don't cook while I'm drunk or something like that, because I ain't gonna burn no shit. So I usually go out and buy something. And if someone was to sling me some Avengers cup at a fucking drive-thru or something like that, most likely I'd probably buy it in my weak state of drunkenness.
Yeah, I agree.
So yeah, that'd probably be the best time. But let's finish up with costumes here. We talked about Batman and Robin's costume. Obviously, looked horrible. What about the Riddler's costume? That's got to be the most flamboyant costume I've ever seen.
He wore a onesie.
Worse than Captain America's costume in the Avengers.
He wore a onesie.
He wore a onesie. He had some footy he's on.
I'm surprised he didn't have the trap door on the ass.
He did. You just never saw it. They never showed a close-up on his ass.
And then he colored his hair. Wait, okay. Here's the thing. When he's the Riddler, he has red hair. But yeah. When he was Edward Nygma, he didn't have red hair.
Was that a wig? Ooh, you'll never know.
What the fuck was that?
So he went out of his way to dye his fucking hair every goddamn night.
And cut it.
Or was it a wig?
Is, I don't, was Schumacher? Who knows? Maybe he... maybe it was. I don't know.
You know what the best scene was? Since we were pretty much double cosmic. You got Riddler, Two-Face, Batman, and Robin. But you know what the best part was, Matt? Is when they invaded that casino and then he asked Two-Face to show him how to punch a guy. Oh, how brilliant was that scene?
And like the security guard that he got Riddler punched, he just took it. Like, fight back, fool.
They didn't even fight back. That scene was horrible. That was the worst thing I've ever fucking seen. This movie, you could put down a trailer of collective some of the worst scenes you will ever see in film cinema and history. Guarantee it. This movie has it. Can we talk about the gadgets now? The gadgets and the rides and shit like that.
This is the first one that did the Batwing, right? No, that then the original.
Yeah, that's right. They did do it in the original. If I'm not mistaken, didn't Return show it? I can't remember.
I believe so, but they had the underwater one.
Yeah. Joel Schumacher and the Batmobile and all the rides itself look fake as fuck.
especially when Robin took the Batmobile out.
God, the Batmobile in here, that is the worst looking Batmobile in all Batmobiles.
Let's stay on this point with the Batmobile, though. Remember when Robin stole the car and Alfred called Wayne Bruce?
Yeah.
And he goes, he took the other car, and it's that whole comedy bit. And then is Bruce, really, Bruce Wayne and Batman would be smart. This Bruce Wayne was a moron.
Bruce Wayne had a stupid-ass security system or whatever. I mean, his shit was fucking can we get on the point why he adopted a grown-ass man in the first place?
Wait, how old is he supposed to be?
Robin's supposed to be a teenager. Robin's supposed to be 12. Chris O'Donnell passed at 28 in this fucking film. Why did he adopt this kid?
What was with that big earring?
He'd have been like, aren't you a little too old for earrings? That would have been funny. He'd say some shit like that now. What the hell? But back on the Batmobile. That Batmobile, did you notice when it drives down the city, I couldn't tell if they were on a green screen or the city looked that fake. And then I really stopped and looked at the Batmobile. It looked like a Hot Wheels car.
It did. It did.
The wheels don't even look like they're moving. Even the hubcaps that's on them look fake as fuck. It looked plastic.
And the fin at the end, at the back,
yeah,
was like just floating back and forth. I'm like, no.
You got that badass scene where he uses the Batmobile to fucking fly up a wall.
Yeah.
That was horrible. And then that big ass explosion that was behind him too. I was just like, okay, where the fuck did that come from? The audience didn't know when to stop beforehand or whatever and shit. That big ass explosion would not have came from that.
That's what
it would have just been a simple car crash.
That's what a lot of. I mean, I'm trying to think of other gadgets Batman they introduced in this one.
Oh, the Batarang looked horrible. Well, he showed all the gadgets on the wall when he first was suiting up and shit.
Yeah, that's right.
It looked fucking horrible. I was just like, these look like toys. Everything in here looked like a toy. So, that's why you can't knock Joel Schumacher because. This looks like a cartoon. It seriously does. It looks like...
Well, imagine the toy sales they got for this.
The toy sales. I mean, like I said, we can't knock this man for delivering what he said he was making. It's a fucking cartoon. And you can tell the Batmobile looks like a toy car. The weapons itself looks like a toy. The city looks like a set piece for a Lego piece. It does. Everything in here looks cartoonish as shit.
Doing this movie, it's like a little kid just got his toys out and started playing, and Schumacher filmed it.
Exactly. Who wouldn't want to get a Tommy Lee Jones Two-Face character if you were a kid in this film, and then get a Batman one as well to fight?
Yeah.
Compared to, like, Nolan, who would want that fucking, those toys? if they tried to sell those toys. Who the fuck would want the Joker in that movie as a toy? I wouldn't want that shit. That shit looked creepy. That shit looks creepy. I wouldn't want that. But in this movie, who wouldn't want a Riddler toy?
Yeah. It's true. You hit it.
These movies were cartoons, and he knew that, and he made them to be cartoons. He said it himself. That's why I don't necessarily knock the man too much, because, hey, mission accomplished, man. Mission fucking accomplished.
And this was, I mean, are we supposed to forget about the original Batmans after watching this?
I thought so. You know, I could have understood if these were sequels or not. I never understood that part. So, I'm assuming that, yes, you are. I found that out once I got older, yes, obviously. Batman Original and Batman Returns were obviously, I guess, supposedly sequels of each other. Mm-hmm. And then Batman Forever and Robin were sequels of each other.
Oh, and
the Nolan trilogy itself. I am curious, I will say this. As many adaptations we've had of Batman now, where we've had good ones, bad ones now, I'm at a point now where I don't really give a shit now. I say put Joel Schumacher back on a Batman series.
Really?
I'm curious to see what he does now that he's come out and apologized for these Batmans or whatever. I'm curious to see what he would do instead of making a cartoon trying to make a more serious Batman. Because Joel Schumacher is a good director. Just not in these films.
Yeah, he's got some good work. I mean,
he's had some good works. He's had some hit and misses, like every other director, though. I don't want to tarnish this man's career based on two shitty Batman.
No, I love Falling Down and Lost Boys.
Oh, yeah, Lost Boys, definitely. I mean, he's made some classic hits or whatever, so I'm not going to necessarily shit on Schumacher. He's came out in interviews. We've all seen the interviews and shit saying, I wanted to make a cartoon, and I thought that this was perfect. Like I said before, I'll say it again, he's accomplished making that cartoon. He just need to understand that that shit didn't work in this movie. And I think he missed that point of it or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't think he knew how strong Batman fans were and that they didn't want to see this shit made out of the fucking... Which, I don't know why they were so upset in the first fucking place, but if you ask me, Batman Returns was just a notch above this shit, too, so... I thought Batman Returns Forever and Robin were all on the same goddamn level, if you ask me, but...
Yeah. And plus, Byrne was a producer on this as well, and we know Byrne's dark issues.
He was a producer on this, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, I was about to say, I remember someone told me that when me and Lena first started this, someone told us that he wasn't a producer on this, and I remember looking it up, and I was like, no, he's actually credited as a producer. And it was like, oh, yeah, that's right, he was a producer. And I was like, yeah, he's a producer on this shit. Byrne's overrated anyway, though.
He wasn't a producer on Batman and Robin.
Shit, you might as well fucking flip a coin. It's two sides of the same fucking film, if you ask me.
Yeah, I mean,
the worst Alfred and Commissioner Gordon you will ever see.
Well, okay, let's start off with there. Alfred's like 100.
Alfred is worse than Batman and Robin, just for that line of Uncle Alfred.
Yeah.
That's the worst line in that whole fucking film. Uncle Alfred. It's like, oh, how's that worse? It's because when you see who says that, you just like, get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck. That ain't nobody's uncle. That's somebody's great grandfather.
He got worse as the series went along.
I love it. He serves absolutely no purpose in the films whatsoever. I mean, he's supposed to be what Nicole Kidman's character is in this film is supposed to be mainly, and yet they sidetracked him just to crowbar a love interest in this film for Bruce Wayne, and a weak-ass love interest at that, too.
It was she just came off like as a slut.
She was a whore, yeah. How many men can you say wear tights like that? Especially when he shows up to her bedroom and that is like...
And she's naked?
And it's like, come on now. This looks fucking ridiculous now. Come on.
I wonder how Tom Cruise felt about Nicole Kidman being in this movie.
He just got Nicolas Cage to fucking be Batman at this point when you saw that scene. Oh, I wonder what it's like to be a superhero. I look at this poster now. I look at Robin. He got his fist out like a little bitch. Boy, put your fist down.
I think they're trying to say that Robin was like going to college.
Oh my god. That dude was grown ass man still then.
Dude, looking at the poster, that screams cartoon.
Everything about this screams cartoon. Oh, Robin's parents' death was so funny, too. That was laugh out loud hilarious.
There have been blood.
I'm Bruce Wayne, Harvey. I'm Batman. I'm Batman, Harvey. I'm just like, yeah, nobody's hearing that. Yeah, I'm sure, sure.
And his parents, they would have hit the ground. There would have been blood.
It would have been splat. Oh, my God. And Bruce Wayne, even in that scene, would never revealed his identity. He would have fucking suited up and whooped the shit out of their ass.
Yeah.
That whole bomb shit looked fake as hell, too, by the way. I don't even think the bomb would have exploded.
And Robin picked it up. Like it was a piece of paper. And there was 200 sticks of TNT.
Looked at that shit over his head like it was nothing. That's that circus training. That's what it do for you.
Yeah.
Did you notice that Robin's dialogue got worse when he suited up?
Holy rusted metal, Batman.
They were trying to have like a fucking throwback to the original Batman and shit. I'm sorry. I don't care what people say. I go with you. I respect those Batmans as far as being made, but let's be real. Those Batmans were a piece of shit. And to put a throwback to that in a live-action film, you can kiss my black ass.
They could have. I'm kind of surprised Schumacher didn't do it. But the fight scenes, he could have had the pow and the kablam.
He damn near did, though. Did you hear the sound effects in the background?
Yes.
He didn't have like you said, he didn't have the onomatopoeias appear up or whatever and shit. Like, wait, is that onomatopoeia? Yeah, that's onomatopoeia. He had the sound effect noise having going on. He just didn't have the text pop up and shit. But he had the sound effects going, and I was just like, okay.
Maybe Schumacher never seen the original two Batman movies. So I'm going to make my own.
You know, after bringing up, I was going to say, shit, well, he probably watched that original original TV series, though, because, you know what, he's probably on point with that shit, to be honest. Actually, after bringing up those sound effect noise, I'm just like, well, you can't say he didn't get that wrong.
Yeah.
That just goes to show you that those other Batmans are pieces of shit, too.
I mean, since you're a Batman comic aficionado, was Chase in the comics at all, or is she just a character?
No.
Oh, no. She just added in. But Vicky Vale was, right?
Vicky, yeah, she is.
Okay, so Chase was no one.
Chase is no one. Rachel is no one. All these bitches that they throw in here, they're just throwing in there for love interests.
Yeah, and this one is shoehorned in
a... Which I don't know why, because Batman has enough... I wouldn't even call him love interest. He has enough love interests with such villains as, like, you know, Ra's al Ghul's daughter, Catwoman, hell, even in they even did a thing where he had, him and Batgirl hooked up.
Wow.
Which is why Robin no longer wanted to be Robin anymore and shit, because, you know, Robin was kind of fucking around with that as well, so, you know, and then when he found out that she was in love with Bruce, you know, so Kyle Cage's got this.
That just makes me picture George Clooney and Alicia Silverstone.
You know what? As soon as I said that, I knew someone was going to fucking say that. Because, you know, I could kind of see that in that movie, too, when George Clooney had that head bombing thing going on. He probably was just like, hey, Alicia, why don't you,
come on. Here's a massive thing on Val Kilmer. That motherfucker needs to shut his mouth. He always had his mouth open. As Batman.
The motherfucking mouth was always open. He's always talking so dark and mysterious and shit like that. He's the worst Batman ever. I'm going to go ahead.
It's kind of funny that Christian Bale does a voice and everyone else does their own voice.
Thank you! I've said that fucking so many times. People that complained about that trilogy. Bale's voice is just horrible or whatever. And so I was like, at least he fucking conceals his Bruce Wayne voice. Everybody else, from George Clooney, Val Kilmer, even Michael Keaton. People try to defend Michael Keaton and say, well, he changed his voice. So I'm just like, no, he fucking
didn't. No, he didn't.
No, he fucking didn't. All three of them had the same fucking voice between Batman and Bruce Wayne. Didn't even try to conceal that shit. At least Christian Bale went way over top to conceal. I mean, if you was to listen to all of them, could you even tell that was Bruce Wayne with Christian Bale?
No, really.
Yeah, you'd be like, damn, somebody needs to tell that guy to stop smoking cigarettes. Shit, at least Bale tried. Shit, I mean, these motherfuckers didn't even try. Val Kilmer especially, though. That motherfucker, it's funny that you say He never closes his mouth. Even when he talks, his teeth are still closed out. He's talking like, you know, there's some things you need to know about me. Just like, open up your fucking mouth.
I don't know why he was casted.
And then, I love this. When he's just like, I have two choices, Alfred. The Batwing or the Batboat. And then, you know, obviously we see Chris O'Donnell comes out. How about both? And then he's just staring at him. He's got that head looking at him. He's just like, who are you supposed to be? And he just accepts him as Robin right off the bat. Why did they argue this whole time then of him not needing a partner?
And where was Chris O'Donnell the whole time when Two-Face and Riddler were in the house?
He was on vacation.
He just shows up as Robin.
He gets a call from Alfred. That's why Alfred calls him and says, hey, suit up. I'm telling you right now, everybody keeps talking about, oh, Val Kilmer and him and shit like that. Alfred is a fucking pervert in this franchise. He's a fucking pedophile pervert. He designed those costumes.
And
he designed the nipple suits. He even said, is it in both films? I took the liberty of making these costumes for you. I just like, Alfred is a fucking pervert.
And he made his nieces, too, and Batgirl.
His nieces, too. How does he know his niece breast size?
Yeah, where was her bat nipples?
How does he know her size and her waist and all that shit? He knows everything about that girl and shit like that. That's some creepy shit right there. That motherfucker was digging through her laundry.
At least Michael Caine was a very good Alfred.
He was a whiny Alfred, but yeah.
he's a whiny Alfred, yeah.
He's a bitch. He walked out on Bruce. Fuck him. Fuck him. I didn't like that part. I'm sorry. I was just like, oh, fuck him. He gonna walk out on him. That's the most fucked up thing you could do.
He had to go make another movie.
He had to make Interstellar.
Yeah. It's just, wow. I mean, just the characters, the dialogue.
That third act was horrible, though. I love when Crystal Dawn was hitting the rock. Holy still, Batman! These rocks, it doesn't feel real. Yeah, jeez, because it ain't real. It doesn't even look real.
What's amazing is that they made this island.
Yeah.
And no one's, like, thinking about what's going on in the island.
But the thing, you bring up a good point, too. He's got this giant-ass blender on top of this island. They're shooting out a green light. And nobody's like, where's Edgar? Why did Batman have to read a riddle for that shit? To figure out, I mean, the kid is literally just wearing a mask. How can he not figure out who the Riddler is?
Well, his new haircut.
Oh my god! That's the same thing goes with Robin. That kid is literally just wearing a fucking mask and black paint under the mask. How can you not tell who this kid is?
I think he still had the earring, too.
The thing is about, at least with Dick Grayson, you can go and say, oh, I guess nobody knows. You may see the face, but I guess nobody knows who that kid is or by name because he's not out in the public or nothing like that. But Jim Carrey's character is out there in the public and shit. How can you not know who that person is?
Well, okay. And then when Robin steals the Batmobile, and do you don't think the people in this town know who he is? And where who he's living with?
I guess not. Well, no. Why would they know that? I mean, they're not going to know that Bruce Wayne adopted someone or whatever, or something like that. I mean, they ain't going to. Why would that make news or something like that, you know?
It doesn't make sense, but.
Yeah, well, why would that make news? I mean, shit. It's like, we hear people get adopted all the time. Did that shit ever makes news?
No, unless it's Angelina Jolie.
But I like the fact that oh, like Batman show up and then he opens up. That's Batboy. It was like nobody believed him to be Batman. That's what the funny fucking part about. That's how old fucking Val Kilmer is in this fucking film.
Was it supposed to be funny?
Yeah, didn't you laugh? That was hilarious.
No. One thing I do.
You have these fucking riddles though, and yet they have his face on the fucking all these fucking postcards of these riddles and shit like that. And Val Kilmer needs to get all the riddles together to form a fucking answer. You are a fucking moron, Val Kilmer. You are a fucking moron.
And Alfred even says, you're a lot brighter than people think.
Oh my god. And then When they get to this island that has a giant blender on top of it that's shooting green shit out of it, they need coordinates on where to find this shit and a riddle to solve to know who this guy is. It's like, who gives a shit, Bruce? Who gives a shit? Apparently, I don't think they get the point of detective work in these Batman films.
No, and then Commissioner Gordon, when Riddler does the question mark for the bat signal, where's that coming from? It's showing right where it's coming from. Gordon was terrible. Thank God Gary Oldman came along.
If I had to say anything in comparison of the Nolan trilogy, Gary Oldman's the best thing to come out of that
series. Gary Oldman's the shit.
Gary Oldman is the best thing to come out of that series. I mean, he's just fantastic. I've said it before. Whoever's replacing him as Gordon, they have a huge shoes to fill. Because I thought he was fucking perfect as Jim Gordon. Or whatever. I personally, they should have just got him for the TV show and put him in makeup to make him look younger or something like that, and just did year one because I think he envisioned that a lot. The ending of this shit too. Wait a minute. I got a riddle for you. A riddle for me. Tell me. When did RuPaul take over Jim Carrey right here?
And what's
where did this come from? This was horrible. And then what was the riddle again, Z?
Night is day. Something like that, I don't know.
Yeah, night is day, what am I and shit like that. And he was just like, why, Bruce? You're as blind as a bat. And he says, exactly. I was like, what did that riddle have to do with this?
He had a sonar suit.
Oh, he had a sonar suit. Why would you even say that, though? Just fucking throw your batarang. As much time as it... Like, and it served no purpose anyway because he ended up pressing that button on his staff anyway.
I know. And what was the deal with the rays moving his head around, making him look like he was old?
Fuck this movie, man. It's a fucking... Fuck this movie. Jesus Christ. I hate this movie. Damn, you had to bring that shit up. Fuck this movie, man. Fuck this movie. Oh, and then that stupid-ass ending or whatever, where he hands the doll back and shit like that, and then fucking, Bruce and Robin are running past the light. That is the stupidest fucking scene that you could ever add to a Batman film is that shit. I hated that shit.
What got worse than Batman and Robin when there was three of them running?
That was the worst part of that film.
And you're talking about Alfred being a pervert? Remember when Bruce and Chase were making out and Alfred just sitting there like smiling?
This whole franchise.
This movie is 2 hours, but but you felt the 2 hours, and it seemed a lot longer.
Especially that middle part, that was really long.
There were so many scenes with shit with Tommy Lee Jones that just didn't really. It was just added action scenes.
There was no reason to see his little base with his fucking sugar and spice shit.
Just to show Drew Barrymore.
I like the fact that they added these riddles for the Riddler, but let's be fucking real. These riddles at the end of the fucking film didn't make any damn sense, and it served no purpose.
And Bruce Wayne all of a sudden becomes a fucking genius in like a span of 2 minutes.
At the beginning of the film was a waste of fucking time too, with the whole therapy sessions and shit with Nicole Kidman's character. I'm just like, okay. And then the whole point of Nicole Kidman at the end of the film asking, "Who is Batman?" I was like, "Bitch, you don't know. Oh my god." You don't know yet. Oh my god.
Obviously, she did. I think she was just seeing if he's gonna say get let out the secret.
Yeah, obviously, but you know, obviously it was stupid as fuck.
Yeah, this movie's a fuck it too.
Yeah, it's a high fuck it. It's a mighty high old fuck it. Yes, and I never want to revisit this film ever again. I never want to talk about it ever again. I don't want.
This
talk
is actually
about
the first time I watched this in a long time.
Same here. I haven't watched this in a very long, probably since I was a kid. And
They don't show this on TV.
No more. Yeah.
They do show Batman Begins, Batman Returns a lot.
Batman Returns, yes, a lot. Matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, Batman Returns just made it on Netflix, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's a little... I think they're going to work their way up. I don't know. This one's just out of syndication and period, along with Batman and Robin.
Well, you think Schumacher... You think Warner Brothers would be like, just buy everything so no one can see it?
Warner Brothers gave a shit, personally, because they made their money off this.
They made bank. They made so much money off this four franchise.
Yeah, well.
But you gotta think. What's amazing that Schumacher and Burton, that I wonder if they clashed a lot.
I wouldn't be surprised. This movie seems like it had a lot of clashing heads going into it. It looked like Batman and Robin was the easier to film out of this one.
Yeah.
I bet both of them had some clashing. Because obviously, you know, you had the Jim Carrey and Tommy Lee Jones story. I bet the Schumacher and Burton story, I bet they got into it a little bit. And that was just probably about just stroking each other's ego as well, because, you know, obviously both at the time, both acclaimed directors in their own rights.
You know what's funny, though? The writer, Goldsman, I can't pronounce first name, he's also done some other massive, huge movies like Practical Magic and iRobot.
Oh, iRobot was a masterpiece. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
That was a masterpiece. It was stunning. And you know, the best thing you can say about this movie, though, is you can say it is definitely a film that changed superhero genres. You can definitely put this on a top 10 list as far as films that have changed or made you think or anything like that or something like that. Batman Forever and Batman and Robin, I say those two films, because I recently said Gotham. I said Gotham is so goddamn boring that Batman and Robin is more interesting than it. And I say that not based on quality. I say that based on that you can have a much more conversation between Batman Forever and Batman and Robin than you can with a lot of other superhero materials.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't Gotham. It was getting so goddamn boring or whatever. There's really nothing much to talk about no more because they keep doing the same thing. But with Batman Forever and Batman and Robin, you can go on for days talking about those films.
Do you think if Batman Forever was released now, it would be a hit?
That shit would be hilarious. Of course it'd be a hit because of Batman's name alone, but that shit would be hilarious. I would love to see this remade in 2014. That would be fucking hilarious to see this. Would be fucking gold if they were to see this.
With the same actors.
I don't think we'll ever see something like that just because this movie was made now. And I don't think Warner Brothers will let that happen now. But that would be fucking gold. I would kill to see something like that in 2014.
With the same actors.
What I'm saying, I wouldn't mind. I don't even think Joel Schumacher is a bad director. I wouldn't mind seeing him direct this movie again, since he's already done it before and know that people hated it. I'd be curious to see what he would do to improve it.
Yeah, I agree. He's seen what Marvel is doing with theirs. I wonder if he would kind of make something that's very similar to that.
I mean, the man has came out and apologized for the franchise and stuff like that. He listened to the people and understood what he did was wrong and stuff like that. So I'm curious to see what he would do if he was to get his hands on another Batman film and put his take back on it to how he'd make it. He probably might work. I think he'd work harder just to not make sure that never happens again.
Yeah, but the question is, do you think Warner Bros. Would let him do it?
No. I don't know, because he made money for him, so... I think Joel Schumacher is just right now. I think he's just out of his time now. He's gone, director. He's not like, you know, someone on the rise like a Zack Snyder or something like that or anything like that. Nobody's really clamoring to see a Schumacher film.
No.
And most people that, you know, not like me or you, or whatever, just the general audience, when they hear Schumacher, the first thing that comes to their head is Batman and Robin.
Yeah, yeah, and that's a shame for him because he has made some good movies. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, but are you ready to get some questions now, man?
Yeah.
I was getting some questions. Double fuck it, man. I'm still watching this trailer, man. This trailer is the worst trailer I've ever seen. It is bad.
Doesn't Batman always kiss the girl?
What?
Doesn't Batman always kiss the girl?
Jesus
Christ. How old was that girl?
Yeah, it was that girl that sent it to Robin, right?
Yeah, and how old was she? She looked young as fuck.
She, I thought that was Batgirl. Like, at least it's not.
It actually it did.
Like, we're watching
And
wrong
you
show.
cannot tell me a gang would be doing this when they know Batman's in Gotham.
Didn't that car scene too? Because I remember that car. Didn't that happen in Batman Returns too, where he lifted himself up on a building?
Yeah, I think so.
Jesus Christ! So they're just the same fucking film, pretty much, or as far as action scenes go.
Yeah.
What? Man, we got some previous questions coming back from Thursday, Throwback Tuesday, episode 74, Zombieland. Alex says, well, what would you guys prefer to see a TV series with these actors? Oh, no, he says, well, would you guys prefer to see a TV series with these actors or a sequel?
I think you can do more with a TV series nowadays.
Yeah?
Like,
Especially if it's good, yeah, I
I
agree.
mean, if you can't really start a TV series with these actors, because people are just gonna be like, oh, it's just Walking Dead.
Well, it would depend on, because the tone of Zombieland is a comedy, so I think you could sell it in that format, that it's a comedy. Because they're about to do that with Breaking Bad right now. Where Breaking Bad was a genre drama, they're about to do Better Call Saul, which is going to be a comedy. So,
So, I think you can do more with a TV series than a sequel.
I would prefer to see a TV series because I think with a movie, with a sequel, that sequel, I think we'd have our doubts, be like, I don't think it's going to be as good as the first one. And I think a TV series has the potential of being better. So the simple fact that it has more than one episode, and it could have a rocky start, but it could pick itself up in the middle or even at the end and be like, wow, that was fucking fantastic. Where a 2-hour film is, if that movie sucks, there's no way it's going to redeem itself. So
Yeah, you need, if it sucks in the first act, the second act has to be like blow you away just to improve it.
yeah, exactly. At least to get that see it, you know. So I agree completely with that, Z. So whereas a TV series, the first 3 episodes could suck, and a perfect example of that is Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., where that show pilot was good. Then after that, the episodes started getting worse, and I was just like, all right, I'm losing faith in this show. And then after Winter Soldier, that show is fucking tremendously good now. So you know.
Yeah, it just took some time to grow its legs.
Yeah, and I think that's what most TV shows, it takes a while, or whatever, and stuff. So I think with Zombieland, it'd
But
be better than a TV series. And plus, it wouldn't be as rushed either.
nowadays, a channel or a network is very fast in pulling the plug. At least ABC was like, we're gonna give you some time for Agents. They gave it the full
Yeah.
season. But nowadays, they're just quickly to pull a plug on everything.
That's the best thing about Marvel letting Disney buy them and shit like that, because obviously ABC is owned by Disney and stuff, so they call when it's time to pull that plug and shit like that. There's no studio execs or anything like that. They're like, look, this show still has potential, and we got plans for it and stuff like that. We're going to continue to go. And personally, we don't really give a shit about ratings because this is our channel and we're still
True.
making money, so.
Yeah, so the only thing I seen Comedy Central maybe doing something like this.
Yeah.
Maybe MTV.
Even FX.
Even FX, yeah. Well, they do a lot of very dramatic shows.
Yeah, you know, I will say in the past couple, maybe like past 3, 4 years now, FX has stepped up his game in TV shows.
Justified.
Yeah, Justified, which is funny because I haven't finished or completed any of the season. I'm like, Fargo's on there, right? It's on FX, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, Fargo here is a great show. I have not watched it
And
yet.
The
I'm going to keep
Strain.
myself watching it. The Americans, that started off really good. I have not finished that either, though. Like you said, Justified, Sons of Anarchy, so.
Strain.
Yeah, so FX is really, I don't know when it came into its ground, but it stepped up on its forefront as far as being one of the most watched channels, at least as far as TV shows go.
Just
That's what this
please
show's
don't
about.
let Fox take Zombieland TV show.
Man, Fox take your show and I'll pray you to get to a one season because they'll cut your shit off on a pilot show.
Yeah, NBC does too. So I think Kate maybe if they did a Zombieland TV, Amazon did not work because no one's no one they didn't even there was this lack of promotion on that was just god awful.
And the time when that came out too is that was when the whole streaming thing was introduced, and I think that was just a bad time to release it. I think nowadays, if they was released on Netflix, it'd be perfect.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Netflix is the new thing nowadays.
Yeah, if they were to release that now on Amazon or Netflix or something like that, that'd be perfect now, because now those two forms of media have, like, almost damn near became its own TV station. So I think it'd be fun. Personally, I'd prefer, I wouldn't want to see it on, like, regular TV, like, you know, ABC or Fox or something like that. I'd prefer to see it on cable because it needs to still hold that gruesome tone and the language of what the movie was.
Yeah, you can't water down Tallahassee.
No, you can't water down a rated R comedy.
No. But yeah, there's probably going to be a sequel.
If I'm not mistaken, they've already announced the sequel with the same director returning. So
just, we don't know about the cast, though.
Yeah, we don't know about the casting yet, which I'm assuming that the main one that's not going to be up for it is Jesse Eisenberg.
Yeah, I think he's too big.
Yeah, he's too busy now because, you know, obviously he's attached to this DC universe, so I don't know how far his contract expands in that, because I'm assuming he might have an appearance in most a lot of those films, because he plays a big part in, you know, obviously not just Superman's world, but, you know, the Justice League universe altogether. So I'm assuming he's going to have, like, cameo. He's going to be like the Nick Fury, I'm assuming, of this franchise. At least that's what I'm taking a guess of.
Yeah. Emma Stone's not busy. I mean, she's not doing any more shitty Spider-Mans.
That we know of. She's going to be in the Aunt May movie, don't worry.
Oh, God. Aunt May.
Next question comes from, I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name right, but Genius with a J.
Genesis?
Genesis. Well, that's with a G.
I don't know.
Genius. Hey, your parents must have been some egotistical fucks in naming that.
They put you on a high pedestal.
You on a high pedestal. I hope you ain't a dumb fuck, because damn, they put you on some high pedestal shit. But she says this movie hits a ton of funny tropes. What is something that you guys would take from this film to create out of it? I gotta steal yours, Z, and create something with more celebrity cameos and zombie adaptations.
That I'm still saying on mine.
I guess she is a genius, Danny. That was a pretty smart question there.
I'm staying with the celebrity cameos because that was funny as fuck. You don't see it.
I love when he brought up Van Halen. That was fucking hilarious. Like, yeah. Oh, how is Van Halen? Oh, he's a zombie.
That's what they could do on a TV series. They could have one freaking celebrity, one big name guest star every episode, like an SNL type thing.
Yeah. I was looking at the Blu-ray right now, because I have the Blu-ray, whatever. I have the Net Up or Shut Up edition. I didn't even notice that. I was just like, oh.
What's special about that?
I don't know what's special about it, but okay. I know what I would take. Matter of fact, I would even create shorts with this too, like YouTube shorts or even a series of. Take the Jesse Eisenberg's rules and turn those into stuff.
Yeah, that could be cool.
I would take those and make them into, like, little comedy clips or shorts or something like that. They did something like that with Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill for 21 Jump Street. It looked like they would be playing their characters and then showing, like, a scene of, like, what not to do when police work or something like that.
Yeah.
I could see, like, Jesse Eisenberg and Woody Harrelson doing something like that and then going, like, rule number one in the zombie world, whatever, and then they just show clips of fat people running. Shit like that. Cardio.
That'd be pretty funny.
Matter of fact, they should have put that on the Blu-ray edition, what the rules were, all 30, or how many rules there were.
Yeah, it could be a lot.
Yeah, I'm assuming it was 34, because he added that gotta enjoy the little things to the list, and he's saying that was the last one, so I'm assuming there's 34 rules.
Yeah, I don't know how many there were.
Roland Winchell says, well, welcome to the site officially, Z. Will we be seeing you on future reviews with P1 now?
It's funny, we just actually had a conversation the other day about that.
Yeah, where Z went to go see a ton of fucking movies in one goddamn day. He pretty much filled up his best of list for the
pretty much. It's whatever happens.
Shows up, he shows up. Like I said before, when we restarted, I'm not forcing anyone to do any reviews or anything like that or whatever. If they see the movie and want to do it, then jump on it.
Yeah. So it's whatever happens. I mean, I just had some time and I'm like, you know what? Nightcrawler, Big Hero 6. I'll go see him.
Oh, and Locke.
Locke was on Netflix.
Locke Netflix. Not Locke, Big Hero 6, and
Well, and I saw St. Vincent too, so.
and Nightcrawler. All tremendously amazing films, personally, if you ask me. So,
I had a
could
good
be on my
day.
best of list too. So
I
I'm
had a
just
good I had a good day of movies.
yeah, see that back to back. That was real nice. I gotta admit, Nightcrawler, man. That Jake Gyllenhaal, man, that was some creepy shit when he was doing in that film.
And it's funny, he had the look on his face. It was either he had that serious look or that smile. And they were
Yeah,
both creepy as fuck.
the smile was creepy. I was like, dude. And then even the action scene, the car chase at the end was fucking shot great, man. The film was fucking great. It's a shame that that movie is not, well, it did well because the budget was cheap on it. It's a shame that movie isn't getting the recognition it probably will. I hope that that movie isn't the Rush of this year.
Well, all right. There's not a lot of good movies out there this year that's gonna really maybe be a best picture or best act. He's gotta be definitely a
I would disagree with that. You just haven't seen them, but okay.
he's gotta be nominated for best actor.
I have a feeling this movie's gonna be the Rush of the year.
And that's a shame because it was such a creative movie too.
Yeah, it really was. It really captured that LA neo lifestyle too, whatever. I was like, wow, that looks gorgeous. I love it.
And I don't know if that's true because I thought really that the camera crews, I didn't know the networks buy stuff like that. I really thought they had crew.
Yeah, they do have crews, but what he was doing, obviously, they have that as well too. Because obviously, their crew can't be everywhere, and people with cameras nowadays and stuff, so they can go ahead and sell that. Especially if you're the only one there too, and you recorded that, you can sell that to a network. Because obviously, you ain't gonna give away for free.
Oh yeah, it's true, and
And
it's
the way he
just
set up that dinner date he had too, and just set that bitch up too, I was just like, Jesus Christ, man, you do not want to be in a room 101 with this guy.
and how he got her to have sex with him.
Yeah. Even that scene where he got mad at her and told her, and just like, you're gonna. Yeah, I was like, man, this dude is a straight up con artist, like one of the best.
He was, and a killer
And
too.
then the way it ends too, with him winning and just expanding his cousins, like, Jesus Christ. I don't know if that's a happy ending or what.
I seriously wanted to stand up and start clapping. I'm like, yes.
The best thing about his performance too is throughout the movie, you kind of conflicted within yourself because you kind of like, I want to see this guy win because he's so charming or whatever. And I'm assuming he's the protagonist, so I'm assuming he's the good guy. And then the later the film goes on, the more you kind of feel uncomfortable about yourself now watching. You just kind of like, I don't know about this guy anymore. And then when it busts out with that ending of him expand, making his company even bigger and becoming this boss, you're just kind of like, oh, wow.
Now I want to see a sequel and if he got all of his people killed.
Just to film that shit. It was a real, like you said, it was a really creative film. One of the best films I've seen this year.
I agree. I agree. I absolutely loved it.
Yeah, I loved it. Big Hero 6, very fun, entertaining film. I had a lot of fun watching that film.
I was texting you after I saw it. I'm like, I want this power.
I want these toys.
I want Betamax.
Haven't seen a movie, and that goes for animated or live action. I haven't seen a movie that has made me want to go out after watching it, want to buy toys.
That was
Like,
actually like the first really animated movie I think I saw in theaters in a long time.
oh, really?
I want to say a long time.
This is the I see every one of them, and this is the first one I got to say that when I walked out of it, I was just like, man, for some reason I got the urge to collect shit now.
I think Shrek was the last one
Wow,
I.
that was a long time ago.
Yeah, I think it was Shrek 2, I think. I think it was the last animated movie I've seen in theaters. But I was.
It was nothing new, but it was really fun as hell and exhilarating. Especially the flying scenes with Baymax.
Oh, I love Baymax. I
Dude, the
loved him.
flying scenes were just incredible. I like I said in my review, I got those first Iron Man vibes when he took off. I was like, oh shit, dude, that was cool as fuck.
Yeah, and there obviously that movie's still making money.
Yeah.
Had another great weekend. I really hope they do a sequel.
I'm assuming they said that they were in talks of maybe doing either a sequel or a show about
That
it.
I'm fine. I'm fine with that. I am fine with
Yeah, I'd
that.
be even fine with a TV show personally. I'm like, oh hell yeah, I could use another cartoon one because every cartoon I watch always get canceled. But Disney don't cancel their show. Well, they don't cancel after a while and shit.
There you go.
Yeah, just because they did cancel some cartoons I like, but they had a good 2 seasons. So,
Yeah, I really enjoyed Nightcrawler a lot. That was such a great movie, and Big Hero 6 was just fun.
yeah, a lot of fun. I don't see why people were a lot of people were there were you know it was kind of giving crap. Oh, it's just nothing new though. It's nothing new. It's just like, and
It had everything you want in a cartoon movie.
it's exciting.
Yeah. You are, and it gave you did not like even the bad guys you liked. You liked every character.
Yeah, Bad Guys was funny as fuck, dude.
Yeah, it was.
Well, I love that scene where he told Baymax to kill him.
Yes.
I
was the
was like,
dark
what?
it was a dark it was a dark cartoon movie.
Friends was trying to stop him. I literally love the design of Go-Go, the one that had like the bike design on her and
Yeah.
shit like that. That
Yeah.
power was just fucking awesome. I was like, that's like a thrill ride in itself right there. I just like that whole, especially when she was caught in that spear and just like spin around real quick and cut that shit in half. Her powers were just amazingly cool. So
Yeah, we've talked. We had a nice little discussion, like what powers we wanted to be like, but it was just a really, that was just such a good movie.
yeah, nothing exciting or mind blowing or anything like that. But it was really fun, family fun. And I wouldn't mind seeing it again. Probably wouldn't mind even owning it personally.
Oh, I'll probably own it
Yeah.
because it is a Marvel tag, but it's just not a Marvel movie, but.
It is another superhero film. And I'm telling you, Disney knows that combination of how to make these superhero team up movies fun.
Yeah, and you get the probably the funnest character in the whole movie is Baymax. He goes, "I don't run fast."
Baymax is awesome. Yeah, I like
I want a Baymax bad. He was like him and Groot were two of the funnest characters this whole year.
Especially when Baymax first came out of the, and then he was trying to get around the dresser.
Yes.
I agree completely with that. So yeah. Jason, he says, if you were in Zombieland and had to be paired up with three other movie characters or celebs, who would you pick? Ooh. Let's pick both. Three characters, three movie characters, and three celebs. I would take Liam Neeson's character from Taken.
Yeah.
I would take a James Bond character just to see how calm he is, even in a goddamn zombie apocalypse. He'd still be drinking a martini and just like walking slowly, you know. So James Bond, Liam Neeson from Taken, and let me see.
Barbed wire.
Who?
Barbed wire.
Barbed wire.
Pamela Anderson.
Oh. Yeah, I need a female now. Oh, it's Scarlett Johansson. I need Black Widow in there.
That's nice. That's a nice team.
Yeah.
Scarlett would be really sore.
I guess that should be
Would
hilarious.
actually just be it would just be you and Liam Neeson because James Bond would be making it with Scarlett.
Fucking her. So and the funny thing is, he probably kills like two zombies every now and then with a little pea shooter and shit, just popping. It's like, yeah. Just like, I'd sit on top of Liam Neeson's shoulders and be like, "Yeah, Liam, get that zombie right there."
Movie characters, I'll go Angelina Jolie from Wanted. Kate Beckinsale from Underworld. And I need a fun character. I say Iron Man, Robert Downey Jr.
I'm done, Jerry. Yes, I was gonna say Baymax.
That would be fun. I want Jake Gyllenhaal
Baymax, I got bit by a zombie. Can you heal this? No.
Nightcrawl.
And three celebs, huh? Scarlett Johansson again, obviously. Damn. You know what? I'm gonna take. I want. Damn, no, because that's a character, not the actual actor. I was gonna say Merle from Walking Dead. I want a
Yeah.
Richardson.
Oh, fuck. I would have used fucking Daryl. Damn it.
And Daryl's kind of a bitch now. Damn, celebs. Who do I want? Well, I'll go with one of these choices. I'm just gonna take Robert Downey Jr. He's a character and an actor.
Yes.
You kind of win on both either ones with that. So I'm going Scarlett Johansson, Robert Downey Jr., and I'm probably going to say Chris Hemsworth just so I can admire how beautiful he is. But...
you mean Liam, right?
No.
Because you want to sacrifice him for the zombies.
Liam, do something heroic for once in your life.
I'm going to say The Rock.
Oh, yeah.
He would just slap his hands to the zombie's head and it would just, like, blow up.
He would electrify the zombies and they would sit down and listen to the man. That's how entertaining he'd be. He would train the zombies to be back to normal. They'd be human again.
It's true. Fuck. That celebrities one's hard.
Yeah, it is hard. Now you're trying to think of some fun, cool celebrities now. I'm going to go with Scarlett Johansson. I'm going to take Kat Dennings because I've seen those nude photos of her and I'd just like to get her in a room alone. And I'm trying to think of an actor I hate. I'd probably take Michael Cera just so I can kick his ass at the zombies. Here, just go. You know, celebrities, actually, I can think of a lot, to be honest. Because it'd be like, do I want characters I like or do I want celebrities I don't like? That way I can just feed the ass of the zombies and shit.
The Rock, Kate Upton, and Kate Beckinsale.
Okay, now go two celebs you like and one you don't. That you would take.
Matt Damon, I like. And two I like and one I don't.
One you don't.
Amy Poehler, I don't like.
Yeah.
And I'll pick Terry Crews.
Who?
Terry Crews.
Terry Crews. Oh, okay. Here's some glow sticks, Terry. Here's a whistle. Go at it, man.
I would sacrifice Amy Poehler.
I'd take Jesse Eisenberg with me. Be like, little shit.
Here's your fucking rules.
Because he's one of those guys in the zombie world. If you hang out with him probably long enough, he'd probably say something to piss you off. I can see myself setting him up. I can see me Jake Gyllenhaal hitting him.
I'm surprised Woody Harrelson didn't do that.
Set him up. Woody Harrelson had a heart. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
That was a fun question, Jason.
I also throw in Kim Kardashian and the zombies could just spend years eating her ass.
Oh, fuck. I would take her just to have her. Shit, that girl's body is fucking incredible. Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's unrealistic.
Man, oh, man, her body is just fucking... Oh, her body is fucking incredible. I like how all these people that are talking about her body is just like... Why don't you take that body and use it to clear up, you know, human hunger or something like that? Like, fuck all that, man. Jesus Christ.
How is she going to clear up world hunger?
That girl ain't using that body for no fucking political. That girl's using that body to get fucking noticed. And I'll tell you what, girl. I don't really give a fuck about you. But you got P1's attention with that body. Because, that body is tasty, man. Taste the taste up in that bitch.
That body's like, seriously, like, it's like clay. It's like unreal. So, like, someone just sculpted it.
Yes, I think God himself sculpted that body. That vagina has been sculpted by God himself. I believe in a God after seeing that
body. And it's been destroyed by Nick Cannon.
Nick Cannon was hitting that too, right?
Yeah, they had the sex tape, remember?
That was Ray J.
Oh, yeah, it was Ray J.
You got them mixed up. Remember, Nick Cannon is the horrible one, yeah. Well, they're both horrible, but...
Yeah, and Kanye, so she has a great choice of men.
I was going to say, all famous black men, yes. Oh, so all I got to do is get famous now. All right, well...
You're on your
I
way.
I got one part done, Z. I just got to get the other part done now. So I can hit that, man. Fuck what y'all talking about. I don't give a shit what y'all say. I still hit that shit. That body is fucking fine, shit. She's cute, too. Don't get me wrong.
She's got a cute face, yeah.
She's gorgeous. She's a bitch, that's all.
Her personality is like straight from a Batman movie.
Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't even say she's a bitch. I'd say her personality is just so out there. You just like, okay, bitch, even you don't believe that. Come on now. Her personality is stuck up. Let's just say that.
Well, perfect woman for Kanye West.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's her fault or necessarily the way she grew up, but, you know, obviously her mother is the same. Her mother is fucking worse, though, dude.
You watch the show, don't you?
No, I've heard her mother in some fucking interviews do before. Like, there was one, it was after this incident where she went off on the president, right? And she was telling Obama, she was just like, who, because Obama made a speech and he was talking about how reality TV is ruining the children's mind. We need to interact more, school activities and shit like that, right?
Agreed.
She came out, the mother came out and said, who is he to be saying that reality TV ruined our children's mind, whatever. He should be ashamed of himself and shit like that. And I was just going like, what the fuck is she talking about? And then she said, my daughter is the hardest working woman in the world. I was like, whoa. That's an insult to women all around the world, but okay. Your daughter ain't the hardest. Come on now. She was like, my daughter spends endless nights not going to bed, sometimes just working on a project. I'm like, yeah, sucking that dick. But that bitch made a sex tape and got famous. What do you mean she's the hardest worker? Get that shit out of here. Come on now.
Paris Hilton made a sex tape too, and people forgot about her.
Mm-hmm. Still got that money, but shit, yeah, she's not famous no more.
Yeah.
And then she even came out and said, my daughter only has a 10,000 foot square house, and the president has a 50,000 square foot house. And why does he get that and my daughter doesn't? And I was just like, oh, bitch, because he's the most powerful man in the world. That's why. What do you mean?
It's not like he bought the house.
Life, whatever. She compared the president of America's job to her fucking daughter.
Yeah, I don't think Barack bought that house.
He can buy that house because his wife is one of the richest fucking people in the world. As a matter of fact, he's one of the richest people in the world now, so.
Even over Oprah?
Mm-hmm.
I know presidents don't make a lot, but.
His wife, I think they were able to pay for all their fucking own campaigns and shit. Campaigns ain't cheap.
No, they're not.
Campaigns cost like $200,000. They were paying for it because his wife owns one of the largest brewery distributions.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that at all.
Yeah, fun fact for your ass right there, whatever. So they got bank or whatever, so if they wanted to buy that house, they damn sure could, shit. They had money before he became president.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe that bitch compared his job, though, to, like, he's the most important man in the world, and she compared his job to this bitch. I'm just like, you gotta be fucking, okay, if you believe that stupid-ass shit, then you're dumber than I thought.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But, the movie fucker, he says, you know, I'm really surprised you guys didn't mention the most famous line from this movie, and personally one of my favorite Woody Harrelson lines, which is, time to nut up or shut up. I just brought it up right now.
Yeah, it's a DVD edition.
Right,
I don't know, I think we're having so much fun we just forgot.
I'm not gonna lie. As funny as that line was, it was only brought up twice, and it really wasn't. I mean, compared to the line, I thought that was not the most famous line, if you ask me. But
no, it's a good line though. It's a good line.
Yeah, you got a purty mouth. Z is a better line, if you ask me.
Yeah, that is actually a lot better.
Yeah, you got a purty mouth, Z. Because when he said those lines, his actions in those statements were better than that line.
Mm-hmm.
When he said it when they were going to the grocery store, that grocery store scene was amazing. Right of the line. When he said it when they went to the theme park, what he did when he entered that theme park was even more amazing than that line, you know? So that line just got caught in the misfire of better stuff happening on screen, you know?
Yeah, I mean, Woody Harrelson says so many lines, we're going to obviously forget something.
Jennifer says, if Zombieland had no name actors like in Shaun of the Dead, would this still have been a good movie? You gotta understand that Shaun of the Dead is a very, I was going to say British film. Edgar Wright's films, his films, he's hitting to a certain amount of audience. He's not looking, which I don't know why, I said that before he came out with Ant-Man. I said he needs to just suck that shit up and just do it because he needs to understand that his movies don't make no money. And if he want to continue making films, he needs to start pleasing some studios. And I don't think he's doing that. So
no, and I just watched World's End, I think, early this summer. Yeah. For like the first time. And I'm like, what's the hubbub about this movie?
And what was the hubbub exactly? Because I don't remember hearing any hubbub, to be honest.
Well, people were like, oh, this is awesome. It was on. I remember Sean said it was, you know, probably one of his favorites of the year.
Oh, it was? Okay. Well, good. I thought it was a good movie.
It was okay, but I didn't understand the whole. I don't understand why it was so good. I mean, like, I'm like, eh.
See, that's the thing about his films, too, is they only hit to a certain amount of audience. He's not looking to stretch out beyond and above that, which I admire at some points, but at some points you have to understand that you you're not making art here. You're in a business world, and you need to understand that if you don't start pleasing studios with profits back or working well with them, studios ain't gonna want to work with your ass, and you ain't gonna be able to make no films no more.
No, and I really did like Hot Fuzz though.
Hot Fuzz was great.
Hot Fuzz was pretty sweet.
He makes good films. I give him that. He Scott Pilgrim versus the World. He makes good films.
He just doesn't want to expand himself.
No, and that's not just because Shaun of the Dead didn't have any mainstream actors and that wasn't the reason why that movie wasn't as successful as Zombieland or anything like that. That movie wasn't successful because it had Edgar Wright attached to it.
Well, he was a no one at that time, right?
What happened?
That was his first movie, right?
No, if I'm not mistaken, Hot Fuzz came out first.
Okay. This is a difficult question. I mean, like, because you had the actors who, Woody Harrelson.
The actors wasn't that big, though. I mean, they're big in their own, but they're not big as where people saying, I got to see that person's film.
Yeah, I mean, Eisenberg is, he was a no-name.
I don't even think he's big now, where if he came out with a film, people would be like, I have to see that film.
He does do a lot of independent still.
He had a film, what was that comedy he did, back in 2011? I can't remember the name of it.
30 Minutes or Less?
What was it?
That 30 Minutes or Less?
Yeah, 30 Minutes Left. Nobody go see that shit.
No, that movie was terrible.
Yeah, it was terrible, but nobody go see that shit. He's not an actor people go rush out to see and shit like that.
No, Harrelson,
he's not an actor people go rush out to see neither.
No, just, Emma Stone.
Neither is she, be honest.
It's hit and miss on her. It depends on the movie. Easy A was pretty successful.
It was successful, but it wasn't like no major hit or anything. People didn't go see that movie because of her. Let's be real.
No, she probably thinks people saw Spider-Man because of her.
Let's be real. If people went to go see movies because of Emma Stone, then how come she doesn't have more solo films again?
That's right. She doesn't. She's always the number two.
Yeah. So these actors in here, they're big names or whatever, but they're not movies that people are rushing out to see.
No, if this was like, Robert Downey Jr., Johnny Depp, yeah, you're with a crew like that, it's going to be huge. You think it's going to be huge.
Johnny Depp is kind of dropping off nowadays. The movies ain't been too successful lately.
Well, because he could only do Pirates.
that's what he should stick to. That's what he should stick to. It's fucking Pirates and shit like that. Yeah, you're right. You can bring up most of the other actors or actresses like that. Like, obviously, we now know Scarlett Johansson is a hit.
Is what?
She's a hit.
Was Lucy a hit?
Lucy was beyond a hit. That movie made almost over $200 million.
Okay.
And it made just domestically over $100 million.
I mean, I heard it's not good, but.
No, by all means, it's not. It had moments in it, but it's not a good film at all, whatever, and shit like that. But it still was a hit.
And so. Plus, you just saw her in that one movie a couple weeks ago.
Which one was that?
Wasn't it called Into the Skin or Under the Skin?
That was like months ago.
It months ago?
Yeah, that was like back in May.
Oh, I didn't. I thought it was in fall.
No, that came out early summer. Like, before the, if I'm not mistaken, before the summer, actually. Okay. The Skin, which, she got naked in, was really good. And that one was even a hit between critics and stuff like that. So Scarlett Johansson is someone that, even her. Yeah, that's another one, too.
That was just her voice.
Yeah, but people was clamoring how her voice should have been nominated. Even her fucking voice gets more work than Emma Stone does. Come on now.
True. And Abigail, she's too young to be a hit.
You're never too young to be a hit. She just doesn't know how to give a fuck about her. Because she's not... She's a good actress, I'll give her that, but she's not something that stands out as far as the other actresses that go or actors and stuff like that.
No, she's just been lucky with their choice of films.
I don't even know if that's necessarily choices, because it's kind of odd that she's getting usually some of the Oscar choices lately that don't really win. She always gets those Oscar films that everybody knows isn't going to win. I'm just wondering, like, she must know somebody now at this point.
Her agent's really good.
Her agent is George Clooney, that's why. I think this movie was successful on zombies alone.
I mean, and the comedy.
Yeah, and then once people saw the movie and it got that word of mouth and all that stuff like that, then obviously that's what made people go out if not love it, then love it.
But if you had like four absolutely no-namers, obviously the TV show bombed.
Yeah, that TV show bombed, not because of those actors. That TV show bombed, that TV show sucked.
But I'm sure... You need a name for this, something like this, because Harrelson, I'm sure, he added a lot.
I don't think you need a name for this.
You don't?
No. Who's a name in The Walking Dead?
Fucking Daryl. He's not a huge actor,
no,
but
a fucking name. No, he wasn't a name. Don't even try to fucking ask.
Boondock Saints.
He wasn't no name. Didn't nobody give a fuck about Boondock Saints. Boondock Saints wasn't no hit.
It's a cult following.
That's some cult following shit. Man. Nobody give a fuck about Boondock Saints wasn't no hit, and it damn sure wasn't because of no Daryl. Let's go ahead and be real. Nobody fuck. When do you hear anybody correct him with Boondock Saints anymore? Now, whenever they see him, they go Walking Dead Daryl. Now they don't even bring up Boondock Saints. Boondock Saints.
No, well, you got Michael Rooker, but he's just an everyday man.
Exactly, he's a little mean man. He's, you know, but none of those characters, and it doesn't matter. Or even I'll go even one 20 weeks later, Cillian Murphy. Nobody don't fuck you, bud.
Yeah, you're right.
Zombie movies succeed on just the fact that it's a zombie movie. World War Z wasn't successful because of Brad Pitt. World War Z was successful because it had a name on it.
Zombies.
Which was because it's attached to a book, World War Z.
Yeah. Warm Bodies, though.
Warm Bodies, that's another thing. Another successful film that didn't have no names attached to it.
Yeah.
Which, I didn't really care for that movie, but yeah. It was successful, though.
It was a new take.
Yes, and I don't agree with that. It was the most funniest zombie movie. I don't know.
Well, Malkovich was in it, right?
Barely.
Like, yeah, that's what I was going to say, barely.
But, five scenes. He wasn't even in the trailer.
But he's not gonna really draw the money.
No, ain't nobody going to see no fucking Malkovich film. Bringing up these washed up actors and shit. These washed up shows and shit they've been in.
So zombies like Batman, Superman. It's the sell.
It's just a hit.
Okay. I don't know.
When's the last time you seen a zombie property fail?
Damn.
Yeah, exactly.
Survival of the Dead?
Okay, I didn't mean no shit that went straight to DVD. Clearly, they wasn't trying to succeed with that. That's why I went straight to DVD. Well, people, that's been another Throwback Tuesday. You can catch us every Tuesday. Please, keep on voting. We admire that voting. That voting was looking nice. I liked it. I was actually curious to see what people was voting for.
You know, it's always when we get mad votes when it's Batman.
Yeah, obviously. And then, you know, obviously when you got Man of Steel thrown in there, hey, vote more then.
Remember, Man of Steel is an exception.
Yeah, that's an exception.
That would be... Cody would cry while listening to that show.
I'm the phenomenal one, though.
This is Z.
And we will catch you people next week. Later, bastards.
See ya.
There used to be a gray tower alone on the sea. You became the light on the dark side of me. Love remains a drug that's high and not here. But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become large and the light that you shine can't be seen?